Talk Live. Take control here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. You may take control of the airwaves. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us over at freetalklive.com, where you get to control the content of the site. Everything on the front page was put there by listeners like you and then voted on by listeners like you. All you have to do is find something you think is interesting, submit it to the site, and then other people can vote it up or down, and then we'll figure out what you think is useful, fun, exciting, whatever. Go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there as we continue with you and your thoughts. Coming up still tonight, Johnny Ray has games and apps of the week. Do you have both a game or an app or more than one?
I have at least one game and one app.
All right, excellent. Well, hopefully we'll get to that. And also, Mark has six reasons that people think the government has too much power. I don't know how much of this we're going to get to because we got to get to your calls first. So let's go first to Chippy in Southern California. You're on Free Talk Live, Chippy.
Hey, guys, what's up?
What's on your mind tonight, Chippy?
I had a question regarding property rights. I was just talking to a buddy at work and just going over, like, okay, in a free, like, a, you know, a free market utopia kind of deal where, you know, there's no government and we have somebody who owns property that basically is they both own property right next to, like, a river kind of deal, right? And one person's up above the higher land where it flows from, and they dam up the river, right? Is that, like, harming the person that owns the property below? Or I'm just kind of thinking, like, okay, well, is there...
It's an interesting question, yeah. It's one we've addressed, and I think that really what you can expect is what has been up to this point. So if you're living in the woods next to your neighbor, and suddenly your neighbor decides that every day on the hour he's going to fire a cannon off on his property, and you know, he wasn't doing that when you bought the property, and you know, it hasn't been doing it for the last 3 years that you've owned the property, and then suddenly he decides to do it, then that becomes some level of aggression. So if you've got a river that flows through your property, or stream, creek, whatever, that flows through your property, and he decides, I need more water, and digs a big hole, and makes himself a pool, and feeds it to his animals, and does whatever, diverts it off of your property, yeah, he's changed the features of your property, and so therefore you would have a tort against that individual.
Okay. I figured it would be a softball for you.
Yep, no problem.
Aside from that, I think the girl just called. I have a prescription medication too, but I'll never get addicted to it because it's medical marijuana. But hey, there you go.
Right, thanks, Chippy, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Gene, the Christian anarchist, is on the line in China. Gene.
Well, hello, guys. I'm leaving tomorrow for Beijing.
Ah, okay, so not there yet. Gotcha.
Not there yet, but we're going to be driving that antique car rally that's going from Beijing to Shanghai, about 1,000 miles. And
wow.
I can...
What's it cost to get your antique car over to China?
And well, that's
let's talk about an AMP membership for you.
Yeah. I'm already AMPing you guys.
I want more. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, but my car didn't make it because I couldn't get it shipped in time, so I'm going to be driving a Mercedes they've got over there.
Okay.
But this is interesting.
What kind of cars do they generally have over there? Is it European cars? Or?
Most of them are European cars. If you go to their website, it's... I got it right here. What did I do with it?
I'm surprised they're not driving Chinese cars. I know they're making low-cost Chinese cars.
Now, but they're not antiques.
Yeah, they're not antiques.
I didn't know you realized. I'm sorry, Mark. I didn't know you meant only in the antique show. But what about, like, just in China in general? What do you see on the road there?
Oh, most of the cars in China are fairly new, and they're Audis, BMWs, Mercedes. There's a lot of Volkswagens.
What about Buicks, Gene? Do they
Renault
drive
is
Buicks
a big,
there?
Buick. Buick is pretty big there, actually. They,
wow.
They sell a lot of Buicks.
See, I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
There was a time in my life where one of my greatest, my dream was to have a Buick Regal.
In China?
A supercharged Buick Regal. And I used to look at pictures of them on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And this one guy had this beautiful, modern-looking Regal, and it had these... brake lights on it that were not standard. They were not what you would see here. And it turns out that they were from They were from the Chinese models.
Why is that no longer your dream?
I crashed.
Gasoline.
Somebody T-boned me while I was in my Le Sabre.
Mm.
And so I got some money for a Regal, and I got the Regal, and I drove it, and then I spun it off the road on I-89 North.
Oh, no.
It was adequate. It wasn't as fast as I was expecting it to be.
So if you want to see some pictures, you can go to classiccarchina.org, and they have some pictures there. They don't have a very good website. And this is not to be confused with the Peking to Paris rally. That's already done, and that's like 5,000 miles and takes 31 days. This one takes 8 days to go from Beijing to Shanghai. So we're only going a couple hundred miles a day, really. So, but it's going to be fun, and I'll send you guys some pictures and let you know what's going on.
And very cool.
I'm glad that we're not going there in the middle of a invasion, another war, because I was concerned that, you know, if we had gone in to start another war, that it might have messed up some of our travel plans, and who knows what other repercussions there might have been. But
was there supposed to be a war in China?
No. The war. What was the latest one they just called off?
Syria.
Syria, yeah. We've got so many people in so many places.
How would that affect your trip to China?
Because if we had started bombing Syria, then China and Soviet Union would have jumped on the Syrian side of the argument.
Mm.
And who knows what kind of travel barriers might have gone up. And so I don't need that.
I would agree. I wouldn't want you coming into my land if you were bombing anyone either, Gene.
Well, I wouldn't either. You know, I don't like it when people bomb me, you know.
You didn't actually mean that you were going to bomb someone. You meant the federal government?
Right, yeah.
Gotcha.
So that's, and it's hard to not groupthink and to not put people in groups like that.
Now, Gene, when you go over to China, do you bring your own computer or do you use the internet cafes?
No, I bring my own computer, but I have a VPN connection that I use to get past the Chinese censors. Otherwise,
I was going to recommend ProXPN as a solution for that, but obviously you've already got something similar. But ProXPN.com/FTL can help people out in that very situation.
If I would have known about it, I would have grabbed that one. But anyway,
there you go.
Yeah, the internet over there is just terrible, because anytime you want to watch YouTube, or I don't do Facebook, but if you wanted to go on Facebook, all those things are blocked.
Wow.
And, yeah, they're very good at blocking the internet. And if we don't pay attention to what those bozos in D.C. are doing, we're going to wind up having our internet just as blocked as the Chinese are.
So. Gene, thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Skype. You can connect with us on Skype at username lrn.fm. Chris is with us in Cincinnati. Chris.
Hi, good evening.
Hey, go ahead.
Hi, can you guys hear me okay?
Just
it's my
great.
First time using Skype.
Sounds clear. Go ahead.
Fantastic. Well, I can't really relate to all this talk about chemical substances. I haven't even seen train spotting. So I was wondering if you guys are familiar with a television show, Exo Squad, from the 90s.
I am not. I. Is that an animated show?
It is. It's an
animated
show.
I spent the 90s in prison. I have no idea.
Well, it's kind of got a Liberty theme to it. It's sort of Brave New World-ish without the Soma.
Okay.
Anyhow, it's like set in the future. It's like golden age for mankind and all that stuff. Venus and Mars are terraformed, and it's kind of a sci-fi thing. Anyhow, as the series opens, things are great. Mankind knows no hunger, partly because of technology, partly because they've genetically engineered these workers called Neo-Sapiens, who are essentially slaves and second-class citizens, and they're segregated, and they mostly live on Mars, but anyway, as it opens, it goes into a backstory, and 50 years prior, there was this big uprising, revolt, and it was put down by the humans with this big technology called E-Frame. They're kind of like these big mecha exoskeletons. Anyhow, as the series begins, the military doesn't have any more wars to fight except for chasing around space pirates. So.
Better make a war then. Hang on. We'll let you tell the rest of the story here in moments. Chris, we'll have more with him. 855-450-FREE and take your call as well. You may call in about anything still to come. Reasons why people think the government has too much power. Also, Game of the Week from Johnny Ray and your calls about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
My business was losing money because I was wasting time searching through all my paperwork and computer files.
I had boxes of papers all over my house. I couldn't find anything.
Then I got the Neat digital filing system. Now all my documents are organized in one place.
With the Neat system, the boxes are gone, and I can find anything I want in just seconds.
Now I'm making money instead of wasting time.
My life is totally organized.
The Neat digital filing system organizes all your printed paperwork and computer files in just seconds in one tidy, easy-to-find digital place. You simply have to try Neat to see how simple it can be. And now you can try the Neat system for free just by calling 1-800-941-5792. Not only can you organize all your documents in seconds, you can find anything you want in just seconds, too, just by typing one word. Try the Neat system yourself for free. Just call 1-800-941-5792. 1-800-941-5792. That's 1-800-941-5792.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we have Skype. You can Skype into the show. Username is lrn.fm. We're actually going to continue with our Skype caller here in a moment. We'll also, of course, take your calls on the phones or whatever way you can want to get in touch. You can also interact with us on the website. But the best way to get your ideas on is to get your voice on the air. Blockchain.info. It's your source for your first free online Bitcoin wallet. You may not ever need another one. Blockchain.info makes it so easy to keep your Bitcoins and safe as well. So usually you don't get ease and safe in the same package when it comes to technology like this. But blockchain's got it going on. You can get an app for your Android, your iPhone. Makes it so you can access your Bitcoins easily anywhere you go. Send them, receive them. It makes it very simple. And, of course, you can do it through their website as well, blockchain.info. And the encryption is there, and it happens in your browser. So your wallet is decrypted in your browser, not on the server side. They don't have the information that it would take to decrypt the wallet, so they can't get in. They can't even know how much money you've got in there. So go to blockchain.info and learn about the various services they have. They're handy and they're very useful. Blockchain.info, get your free Bitcoin wallet today. You don't know what Bitcoins are? Go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. There's a link there to We Use Coins that will help give you a kind of a rundown on this amazing decentralized currency. The three of us in this room all have Bitcoins, and I think we're all pretty satisfied with our Bitcoins. Is that right?
I sure am. Yep, I'm happy with where I see the price going. I've seen it go way up, and you know, but I
back down.
And yeah, I've seen
and
it go
now
way
up again,
up, and then come back down. But the
145 today, I think. Was the
that's what it's been. Point. Seems like sort of for the past 2 days. Yeah, it's steadily going up. I love the concept of it. You can send your money to anywhere you want in the world. It's the currency of the internet, and you don't have to ask anybody's permission to do so.
Yep, it's an amazing thing. So blockchain.info, get your Bitcoin wallet today.
Yeah, when Bitcoins go up high enough and I'm like really wealthy, I'm going to fire you and get a real host.
That's cute. You're adorable.
I read a story today about SunTrust Bank trending on Google. They have had terrible problems with their network, and the Bitcoin network I don't think has ever gone down. And the Bitcoin network is probably more powerful than SunTrust could possibly imagine.
No doubt about it. Let's go back to Chris. He's telling us about, I guess, a favorite television show of his from the 90s. Actually, we don't know if you liked the show, Chris. Was this something you enjoyed?
Oh, yeah. It was a pretty good show.
Exo Squad, you say?
Yeah, it's called Exo Squad. I was recommending it because it's kind of got a Liberty theme to it. It was it had this these Neo-Sapiens who were kind of this slave race. People were created, and they revolted, and it turned out they ended up taking over the Earth. And the stories about how the Exo fleet is coming back to take over the home world. But it's interesting because they were kind of the oppressed minority. But you might notice that they do kind of the same things once they get into power as the humans did, the people who were enslaving them. They even go so far as to make their own genetically engineered soldiers and the like. I'd recommend it to anybody who's like interested in.
So they were oppressed, and then when they had the chance, they took over and became the oppressors.
Oh yeah, exactly. And I think you'll notice that that's kind of the way it is, right? Even in governments today. To various degrees, the people in charge are kind of the oppressors, and they tend to favor more the majority, the people in charge, and the minorities kind of get oppressed.
It's the circle of abuse. Then once one of these minorities gets into power, then they manage to foist things on the new minority, and it just goes around and around. People grasping after the ring of power that is government and trying to get it for themselves. The only time it's ever worked in movies is Stormtroopers. Now, these guys were bred to be sort of compliant and to believe the stories they're told. And you really need that when it comes to a soldier. You need a soldier to believe the story that they're being told in order to get the job done.
Where did you learn that about Stormtroopers? Did you learn that at Star Wars school or something?
I guess so. I couldn't tell you where I learned
Doesn't
it from.
Doesn't it show that in one of the movies?
I think it does, but I don't know.
One of the newer ones.
They were all clones, right?
Yeah,
right.
But they were cloned with sort of genetic modifications, the modifications from Boba Fett. Excuse me,
that's
from Jango Fett.
That's not canon. I'm sorry.
Jango was by no means an individual who was easily manipulated, but so they had been genetically modified to be sort of manipulatable. And in the Bourne Supremacy, or whatever, one of the Bourne movies, whichever one it was, they wanted him to go in and shoot this guy who was sitting blindfolded in a room. And he's like, well, what did he do? The guy's like, what does it matter? Shoot him.
Mm.
And that's really what it comes down to when it comes to war. It doesn't really, does it matter? Do I have to tell you some dumb lie about how the slanty-eyed Huns are out marrying young women and, you know, their religion is a bunch of bull crap? You know, whatever the story's been throughout the centuries, it's always they're bad and you're good. Go kill them.
Well, yeah, they do make up, you know, whatever is the fitting thing for the time, you know, whether it's you need to go get the Japanese because the Japanese are bad, or you need to go get the Germans because the Germans are bad,
or the Russians are bad,
or the terrorists because the terrorists are bad. They always have some reason that all of them are the same and they're all bad.
Thanks, Chris, for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you.
If you've got that many enemies, maybe it's you.
Yeah. Let's go to Robert in Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I can identify that woman there that was talking about. She said that about her drug addiction and the use of heroin. I've never used heroin or anything, but you know, she mentioned about that she was trying to. It sounded like she was trying to keep her restless leg syndrome under control. I wonder. What she's taking now, if she's not using any of that, I wonder what she's taking now.
Robert, I think what she was saying was that coming off of heroin felt like having restless leg syndrome all over her body.
Oh, is that what she said?
That was what I think so. That's what I was thinking she said.
It was a withdrawal symptom.
My fault, then.
There you go, Robert. Anything else you got tonight?
My selective hearing kicking in.
No worries.
Well, if you thought you had a solution for restless leg syndrome, I wouldn't blame you for feeling selective as far as your hearing goes. Anybody have a solution?
One thing I'll definitely tell you is that, you know, because I've had it for a long time, one thing you definitely want to stay away from is that synthetic marijuana. Boy, I tell you what, I had a wicked experience, and I didn't even know that I was using it.
Oh, really?
And the experience I had was that I kept peaking. When I used this, the marijuana, the guy, you know, made batches of cookies with it and mixed in the synthetic marijuana, and I didn't know it.
Mm.
And I ate half of it, and about 45 minutes later, I was peaking, and then I kept peaking higher, and I kept peaking higher to the point to where the last thing I remember was it was like almost like an out of body experience.
Wow!
I mean, if you ever looked through like a kaleidoscope,
far out.
I could see the back of my head was unreal.
I am, wow.
Side of Robert I've never seen before.
Thank you, Robert, for the call tonight. Yeah, I'm glad you glad you're okay.
I'm glad you survived the experience.
Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us here. We'll continue with your calls and thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with a resource. resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can bring up what you want here. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username LRN.FM with you tonight. It's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
All right. So, Johnny Ray, game of the week. Definitely want to hear about that here in a moment. I don't think we're going to have time for the six reasons people think government has too much power. But mark that, Mark. And we maybe get to that at the top of the show tomorrow.
Markety Mark Mark.
School Sucks Project. It's a podcast, a call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Go to schoolsucksproject.com and make a user account. Follow the show on Twitter at SchoolSucksShow and subscribe on YouTube to their channel, which is School Sucks Podcast. Go to schoolsucksproject.com. And by the way, the School Sucks Project site is free, so enjoy. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, Johnny Ray, you also wanted to talk about a ricin letter. Do you want to jump into that before we get to the game of the week?
The title of the story that I have is The Backstory of the Ricin Letter Sent to Obama is Absolutely Cuckoo.
Now, I didn't know about a ricin letter sent to Obama, but that's because I really don't pay attention too closely to national news
stories.
I can't
believe you missed this one. It came out of Mississippi.
Is this old news?
It wasn't a Florida man.
Last spring.
Okay. I was going to say, it sounded like something. I remember the anthrax thing from a few years ago. Was that the Bush administration?
Yeah, that was anthrax, was Bush administration.
Okay.
Now, this story is a précis of a larger story from GQ. And what the story tells me, how it resonates with me, is thinking about people as individuals and rather as statistics or just masses. Because all of the characters in the story are amazing. And the story is 10 pages long, the story from GQ. I strongly recommend it. And like I say, this is a summary of it.
All right.
From Gawker.com. The backstory of the Ricin letter sent to Obama is absolutely cuckoo by Camille Dodaro yesterday. Last spring, after a ricin-tainted letter was sent to President Obama, the FBI arrested Paul Kevin Curtis, an Elvis impersonator and Prince superfan from Mississippi, on suspicion of mailing the poisoned correspondence.
Hmm.
But then, a week later, charges against Curtis were dropped, and soon another Mississippi musician was taken into custody. Taekwondo instructor J. Everett Dusky, who turned out to be Carter's bitter rival. In the October issue of GQ, author-writer Wells Tower digs into the feud, and the whole thing gets weirder. So, so, so much weirder. The 8,000-plus word tale hinges upon the rivalry between Kevin Curtis, exonerated Ricin guy, and Everett Dusky, suspected Ricin guy.
Because he hasn't had his court day in court, right?
Everett Dusky's first day in court. It's spelled Dutchke, but I read the GQ article, and Apparently it's pronounced Dusky. His trial is in a couple of days. The 8,000-plus-word tale hinges upon the rivalry between Kevin Curtis and Everett Dusky, two snappily dressed Southern conspiracy theorists who became acquainted because of a severed head. Yes, this is the sort of true crime farce in which the antagonists were brought together by a severed head. One exonerated Ricin guy, that's Kevin Curtis, stumbled across working at a Tupelo hospital in 1999 that altered the course of his life, What ended Kevin's run of good fortune and plunged him into the world of conspiracy chasing was something he saw one night while cleaning out a clogged blood sump in the hospital morgue. Kevin was ordered off his usual beat in the ER to go tend to the mess. I'm slipping and sliding in blood and guts. After 3 hours, I'm dehydrated, sweating, burning up. I gotta have something to drink. In search of Dr. Pepper, he peered into a seemingly innocuous Gen Air refrigerator, something Curtis and just about everyone who knows him wishes he could undo. The first thing I saw was an arm, wrapped in plastic with a barcode, and a leg wrapped in plastic. The whole bottom portion of the refrigerator was legs, arms, feet, hands, and eyes, and a brain.
Mm.
In the upper compartment, Kevin says, was the severed head of a man I had seen alive in the ER a couple of nights before. Pardon me. Curtis, a 46-year-old with a dog named Moo Cow, became convinced that he'd discovered a black market organ harvesting operation.
Right there in the hospital?
And became so obsessed with uncovering the truth that his wife Laura left him. She ended up working at an insurance company with Everett Dusky, her ex-husband's soon-to-be enemy. Laura met Everett at a bleak time. Her divorce from Kevin was still fresh, his body parts crusade still an exhausting, ostracizing force in her life.
Hmm.
She liked Dusky and was glad to have him as a friend. He was nice to me, and no one is ever nice to me, but we didn't have an affair. I would tell you if I had an affair with him, and I did not, and I thought about it. Why didn't she, I asked. Because he's short, Laura Curtis explained.
No way.
He's short and hairy.
Dusky. She'd have had the affair.
You like what you like.
Yeah, okay.
And she'd split with him, so yeah. I don't think it necessarily would have been an affair.
Okay.
Dusky was also the independent publisher of a No Sacred Cows newspaper, and Curtis approached him about exposing the severed head medical scandal. They immediately hated one another. Things became acrimoniously juvenile from there, and the more characters introduced, the more patently absurd the narrative gets. For example, there's Steve Holland, a Democratic Mississippi State House incumbent who Dusky nastily challenged in an election and still has plenty to say about his former opponent. By the way, can I say Dick?
Yes.
Go ahead. As long as it refers to a person named Richard or a detective.
It does. It refers to one of those. I had never stood eyeball to eyeball or dick to dick with a man, but for some reason, he just hated the hell out of me, says Holland. A gloriously profane and paradoxically genteel man of 58. He called me everything from gay to communist. Everything but a child of God. I mean,
this is how people talk in the South, I guess.
He had no campaign or agenda except to cut my nuts out. But you got to get your ass up early and go to bed late to beat my ass. I've held this seat for 30 years. I can absolutely make love to a bull moose on the steps of the Lee County Courthouse and garner more than 5% of the vote. Holland also He's a 58-year-old paradoxically genteel politician.
Okay.
Holland also coincidentally ran a funeral home with his mother, Judge Sadie Holland, one of the other Rice and Letter targets who Curtis coincidentally believed was involved with organ harvesting. And if that seems confusing, well, just read the whole thing. It is bafflingly insane. It's 10 pages. It's, like I say, I recommend it to everybody. All
so
the
you
characters
have. You've read this whole thing?
Yeah. Dusky, in his jail cell, he's staying in the same jail cell right now as he waits for his first trial, where Kevin was put when he was first taken on suspicion of sending the ricin. And this Kevin Curtis guy wrote some graffiti in there just for his own amusement that said, "This message approved by KC." It's something that on his internet crusades about the body harvesting story that he was chasing, a lot of his diatribes or whatever would end with this message approved by KC. The two guys were both into politics and conspiracy theories. It's an amazing story.
So how did they determine that it was the one guy and not the other?
Well, first of all, when they brought him in, when they brought
Kevin
Curtis in, thank you, when they brought him in, it's typical, like so many of the cop stories we tell here. There were 30 guys, several departments all up and down the spectrum of government were there to capture him with all manner of weapons.
Mm-hmm.
They took him, they brought him in and they started questioning him. And they wouldn't give away the specifics of what they had nabbed him for because they wanted him to say it.
Okay.
And finally they said, "Do you know anything about ricin?" And he said, "Oh, I don't eat rice. You can go search my house right now. You won't find any rice because I don't like it." And so he was just so dumb. It was obvious that they could. It was obvious to them. It just seemed to seem to them that we've got the wrong guy. So they said, "Do you have any enemies?" And without hesitation, he said, "Everett Dusky."
So this dude tried to set him up, is what you're saying?
Yes, exactly.
Wow. 855.
It's crazy.
450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can tell whatever story you want here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. The remaining moments of this edition are coming up in months. Stay tuned.
Hey, neighbor, how was your trip? I bet you racked up the hotel points.
Are you kidding? Waiting for hotel rewards is like watching grass grow in August. It takes forever.
Who's that?
Oh, our new neighbor, John. He joined America's Best Value Inn's Value Club, and now he gets an instant 15% discount room upgrade at late checkout when available.
Instant?
Yep, he's signed up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
Looks like the grass really is greener at America's Best Value Inn.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Enrich and enlighten your life with the Awake and Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Experts from around the world present the latest advancements in holistic health, wellness science, and free energy technology. It's a weekend of insightful lectures, workshops, and discussions, all designed to help you reach your highest potential self. Find the path that will cleanse your body and mind and open doors to a new level of consciousness. Discover the benefits of raw food and juicing. Participate in the meditative practice of Tai Chi. Strengthen the body through yoga and view life-changing documentaries. An amazing array of exhibitors will offer the newest products and services that support a healthy and holistic lifestyle. Visit AwakenEmpoweredExpo.com for tickets. The Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Raising global consciousness as we come together to empower ourselves and each other to live to our fullest potential.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Are you ready for a natural disaster, a downturn in the economy, or inflation? Prepare yourself. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters, and precious metals. Hands-on training like marksmanship, suturing classes, emergency shelters, backyard farming, and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Tickets and schedules available at selfrelianceexpo.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, but maybe enough time for your call if you dial now. Toll free to 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Username there, lrn.fm. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Keenvention, coming up November 1st through the 3rd. You can join with dozens of liberty-loving folks from here in New Hampshire. Johnny Ray is going to be hosting one of the panels at the Keenvention. You'll be hosting the Old School New Hampshire panel. It'll be featuring people who've been here for either their whole life or have been here as part of the Free State Project for a long time, like yourself, Johnny Ray. You're one of the old school movers, and we're going to be focusing on activism. We're going to be focusing on all the variety of types of activism here in New Hampshire. So it's going to be a convention that's different from the other attractions to New Hampshire. Of course, the reason why we're here is the Free State Project. It's the reason why we know you, Johnny Ray, and I'm so glad that we do.
Thank you.
The Free State Project is bringing thousands of liberty-minded people all to the same place, and the Free State Project puts on a couple great events every year, which include the Free State Project's Liberty Forum, which comes up this wintertime. It's in a hotel kind of convention-style thing. There's also the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is a summertime camping festival. And both the Liberty Forum and the Porcupine Freedom Festival, I highly recommend. You do not want to miss those events.
Does Matula ever come to any of these events?
No,
have you guys ever met him?
He's never come.
I need to apologize to him personally for forgetting that I proclaimed him the new ruler of the free world.
Maybe he will come, though. I mean, he's a relatively new caller to the show, so maybe he's just never really had the chance to come up for those. But those are great excuses to come up to New Hampshire and experience the community of activists that we have up here. But those events focus more on the fancy speakers. You know, they'll bring in the Lou Rockwells, the Stefan Molyneux, people from outside of New Hampshire. They fly them in and they have them talk. And that's cool. It's good to have those people at those events. I didn't want to do that stuff with the Keenvention. I wanted to have Keenvention focus on New Hampshire activists, and that's it. So we've got various different types of panel discussions, special guest speakers. Carla Garrick, the president of the Free State Project, will be our keynote speaker on Friday night. I just confirmed that today. JJ, our former co-host, now in charge of Free State Now, will be the keynote speaker on Saturday night. And then Brian Tan.
I'm looking forward to hear that.
Yeah, Brian Tan is a former jail guard. here in Cheshire County, who will be doing giving the closing speech on Sunday afternoon.
Amazing.
And he'll be telling his story. And you know, all day, all week, or all weekend, rather, we'll have different panel discussions on various topics, everything from legislative action to civil disobedience. So really, I wanted this to focus on what people are on the ground doing in New Hampshire, and of course, give people the chance to come to Keene and check it out here. It's a cool little place.
Yeah, when you brought that up to me, of course, I accepted, and I've been thinking about what the heck are we going to talk about? What is our special perspective? It's been that, you know, just that we've been here for a while, so
right,
naturally,
so you have perspective.
Yeah, so I'm thinking we'll talk about, well, how have things changed here over the years? And it should be fun just so long as all the other people on the panel are willing to pick up my slack, because that's all the preparation I'm willing to do. It's done now.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. It's an experimental event. I have no idea how many people are going to show up to this thing. And, you know, what? We only have 1 month left. It starts November 1st. Goes through November 3rd. It's a whole weekend, and it's $50 for the entire weekend, for the whole event. You, in theory, will be able to go out and do activism, too, like cop-locking, Robin-hooding as well. And so it should be a lot of fun. So
definitely.
Go to keenvention.info. You can learn more about it there. You can get details on the hotel, special rate for the hotel, and sign up, of course. Oh, yeah, and you can buy your Keenvention tickets. Not the hotel, unfortunately, but the Keenvention tickets you can buy with Bitcoin if you'd like. So $50 in cash or the equivalent in Bitcoin. Go to keenvention.info.
Did you talk to the hotel about taking Bitcoins?
I didn't talk to the hotel about that, Mark. That's a good question. I don't know. Would a big chain like Best Western say yes to something?
It's not
like
a big chain as much as it is a franchise.
Yeah, that's
true. You sort of buy the banner to put up there.
It is a franchise hotel. You're right about that.
You know, you get the Best Western crown if you meet certain standards for your hotel.
Maybe next year I'll talk to him about that one. Let's go to the phones here. John is in Vicksburg, Michigan, listening to WKZO out of Kalamazoo. Hey, John.
Hey, how you guys doing? You were talking about an uptick in heroin among high school students.
Yeah.
I heard I don't remember which media report it was, but it was mainstream, not you guys, that part of the problem is the common availability of Norco hydrocodone. They make it a lot for a lot of different mild pain problems. And so many, many, many adults have legitimate prescriptions that aren't properly stored. High schoolers get it, abuse it. Unfortunately, when they run out of, you know, grandma's stock, they have to go buy it on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And hydrocodone on the street is almost double what heroin is. And it's the same stuff. Well, hydrocodone is actually got a Tylenol mixer and aspirin mixed with it usually.
Well, no. It's Norco that has acetaminophen in it. It's got hydrocodone and acetaminophen.
All right. There's another one with an ibuprofen mix, and then you can get the stuff just plain, I suppose, although I've never gotten it that way. The problem is, though, when grandma runs out, because, you know, Johnny's been using it all, he can't get any more from her. And so he has to go to the street, where hydrocodone is more expensive than heroin. And they're both opioids, so they'll both give you the same rush.
So get the heroin.
Well, and that's exactly it. That's why there's an uptick. At least that is why this news report stated that there was an uptick in the heroin use among high schoolers. Anyhow, I just thought it was an interesting
detail.
Yeah.
Thank you, John, for sharing that. Anything else you want to get out tonight?
No. It was just part of the discussion on limiting the doctor's ability to prescribe Norco, which, since I take it for various things, I was very interested in. But I don't believe that bill got through whatever committee it was on. So.
Yeah, what they need to do is get rid of prescription drugs. And what I mean by that is make it so you don't need a prescription to get Norco or hydrocodone or whatever it is. So you can just go to the drugstore and buy whatever product that you decide that you need. Now, that doesn't mean you can't or you shouldn't go to a doctor to get their recommendation, but ultimately you should be able to make that choice, and that also would lower prices and make more availability in the marketplace of these things rather than artificially restricting them to only people that can afford to go and see a doctor and restricting them to the ridiculous regulations that the DEA is imposing on doctors and preventing them from prescribing certain amounts of these things. John, thanks for the call. Appreciate the story and the info. So 855-450-FREE. free is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Johnny Ray's game of the week or app of the week or both? Johnny Ray, you said you have one of each at least this week.
That's what I said. I'll start with the app. It's called... In my head, I've never said it out loud. This will be the first time.
Okay.
But in my head, I pronounce it J-Fit. It's spelled J-E-F-I-T.
Okay.
And it's a workout app.
J-Fit.
I always told myself that I would pronounce it J-Fit. Okay. But that's not how I think of it in my head. Anyway, I use this to go to the gym. Ian, as you know, I have a plan.
You've been doing that recently.
I have a plan. I've been drinking a gallon of milk a day, eating food at Mark's house from time to time, McNuggets, McDoubles, a lot of that good stuff. And my plan, my goal is to be able to kick sand in Pete Ayer's face and live after the experience.
Pete Ayer is a very muscular activist.
Yes.
So
he's ripped.
So I got this app, and what it does is it's got, you can download workout routines on it, and then I bust this thing out while I'm at the gym, and it prescribes for me what to do. I picked a beginner's bulking routine, and that's got a lot of, it's basically most of it is like four sets of 12 to 20 reps, as much weight as I can do. It tracks it. It tells me what to do. It tracks the weight. So when I come back to it next week and I look, I see what weights I used that week or the week before, and then I try and go up 5 pounds or something.
That's
so I'm
handy.
Always getting a little bit stronger.
Is it a free app?
It's free with ads, and they don't bother me a bit. That's how I am. I love that sort of thing. You can get a paid version, I believe. I don't know how much it costs. They've also got a community online that I haven't used too much. I did take a picture of myself to put. I made a profile, and you can use that profile as well. I don't know exactly what you use it for because it seems like all the progress tracking I can do just with these charts that I can use in the app.
Game of the week,
Europa Universalis 4.
I saw you playing this the other day.
Yep, and Mark saw me playing it today. I like to call it Europa Universalis 4. That's how I say it in my mind.
Strategy game?
It's a grand strategy game by Paradox Interactive, but it's cool. It's like Civ. You know, that's a grand strategy game, but there's a very important difference. Europa Universalis is real time. So the history marches slowly, but it's always really moving. You can press spacebar to pause. It's very complex. A lot of nuts and bolts to get into.
Starts in 1444, right?
Starts in 1444, ends in 1821, I think.
So it's not real time, otherwise it would take you hundreds of years
real to finish history.
It. Oh, I see. Okay. You have to tell us more about that one later.
Yeah, I will.
Tonight.
We'll see
tomorrow at freetalklive.com. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
If your mom or loved one lives alone, one call to LifeWatch can end your worries for their safety. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you call us right now, we'll send you absolutely free an information-packed report on the 9 most important things you need to know to make sure your parents are safe when living alone. It's completely free. Call us right now. 800-522-8286. Put your mind at ease with LifeWatch. Dial 800-522-8286.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.